Cole Hamels, Joey Gallo, and the Rangers hoping to defeat the Royals. Bottom of the second, Robinson Chirinos at the plate.
Robinson Chirinos, and he hammers one high in the air, deep left field, and that one is gone.
Early in the season, the ball's jumping off Robinson's bat.
Now Joey Gallo had the big double last night in the 13th inning. This ball is hammered down the right field line. If it's fair, it is gone.
Get in line to get a bag of popcorn and get bumped off the head by a home run.
Chirinos homered his first time up. He might have another one here. Home run number two, you bet. What a shot off the bat of Robinson Chirinos. Two at-bats, two home runs, and a 4-1 Rangers lead.
Joey Gallo with a two-run homer that went 462 feet, and he leads off this inning and takes a massive swing and launches this ball, and where will it land?
Wow. This one is one of the majestic home runs that just keeps on going.
And he lifts this one into center field. Gomez, plenty of room out there, and it ends the inning. The 1-2 pitch. And a sharp hopper right to short. Gets Kane, so Cole Hamels puts up another goose egg.
6-2 Texas would be your final score. Cole Hamels gets his first win of the year. He goes 8, allowing just one earned run with 3 strikeouts. The Rangers have won 8 consecutive games against the Royals dating back to 2016. Robinson Chirinos would hit 2 home runs and be a key part in the Rangers' victory against the Royals on Friday. Here's Chirinos on his performance.
Glory to God, I was able to put a good 2 swing in the first one. It was a fastball, and the second home it was a changer. So, I mean, I've been working in the cage, and it's, thank God it's showing up in the field.
Okay, you're going to get some more, a different kind of rain right here. I'll step away. Robinson, also the game you called behind the plate, the way that you and Cole were working tonight really seemed to be executing the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, Cole, it was his game all night long. I mean, he was going in with his fourth swing. He was going in with his cutter. His changeup was also late in the game. His breaking, I mean, he was outstanding.
It's been a tough start to the season for you guys. A big one last night that you talked about could propel you to greater things. Good to string 2 in a row together?
Yes, I mean, why not? I think this is a team that's never get up. We've been in this situation before, and I mean, we're gonna go piece by piece and day by day, and I know in the end of the season, we're gonna be where we know we're gonna be.
Jeff Banister watched Cole Hamels get his first win of the year on Friday as he went 8 innings and allowed just 1 earned run against the Royals. Here's the skipper on Hamels' night.
I think it was big for all those guys out in the bullpen, obviously, but big night for Cole. I think he did a great job of playing on their aggressiveness. You know, the biggest pitch count inning was the first. After that, he was extremely efficient with all his pitches. Really found a better rhythm late, was able to use the change up very well late, but made an adjustment probably right around the third inning where he kind of found a nice rhythm, good angle going down the mound. So very efficient with all his pitches.
Chirinos, another one of those guys who has taken advantage of opportunities that he's been given and really embraced the role that he's in. How nice is it for you to see him have the night he had tonight?
It's great. One of the great guys in our clubhouse, leader in our clubhouse, and it's you know, it's tremendous that we have two catchers of quality of Luke Roy and Chirinos. But for Robbie to sit over there and kind of wait his time and know that he's kind of in a pseudo backup role and stays prepared, does his work as though he's a starting catcher every single day, and guys get rewarded for that. And there's all 24 of those players in that dugout really pull for Robbie, and it was great to see.
Jeff, what's impressed you the most about Gallo's approach in the first 3 weeks of the season?
Well, what we've been talking about is just that, you know, he's staying off of chase pitches for the most part. using the hands much better, staying on his legs, and looking for pitches to drive.
With Griffin, did this just kind of pop up out of nowhere? And your thoughts on Martinez going tomorrow?
Yeah, he came in today. I think he called earlier and came in with the ankle swollen. So, yeah, it was nothing that we had yesterday or anything like that. And as far as Nick is concerned, look, this is a guy that's been up and down for, well, last 4 years, really. He knows that role very well. I expect that Nick will be prepared. He was here with us earlier. He was prepared to pitch. Look for him to go out and do and kind of try to add on what he was doing in AAA.
Joey Gallo had two home runs in the Rangers' 6-2 victory against the Royals on Friday. Here's the third baseman on his day.
You know, I wanted to get some pitches in the zone today and take good swings on them. And, Mash was just kind of reminding me, hey, you know, my first couple of at-bats yesterday, I was just trying to do too much and put the ball in play. And he said, hey, don't try to hit 300, be you. And so my at-bats after that have been more the way I play and swing, so.
How encouraging is that to you to get those adjustments and to be able to make them so quickly?
I mean, it's nice because, you know, last year was a little tough on me, but this year, you know, since spring training, the adjustments I've made have stayed with me and continue to stay with me this season. So it's nice to see that.
Everybody talked about last night potentially being a springboard for what could come. To follow that win up with an all-around, you know, performance from you guys. Does that signal something?
Yeah, you know, I think when you win a game like that, like we did last night, everybody just came to the field today fired up, and everyone had that, was happy and ready to go again. And you see, you know, Chirino stepped up huge. So I think, you know, winning games like that is huge, and it definitely gets some momentum going.
Say about Cole and the tone that he set tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to play defense and be behind a guy that's working like that and throwing strikes and working quick, getting ground balls, getting outs. It definitely helps the offense as well because you get in there and you're not standing out in the field for, you know, 30 minutes. You're in and out and you're hitting again, so it definitely helps a lot.
Did you hear the distance on the one home run?
No, I didn't hear anything.
426?
426 on the high one? Pretty good. I was hoping it got out. I hit a few high already that got caught, so I was like, oh, please get out of here. But it ended up, well, the right fielder was kind of deking me a little bit, so I was like, oh, man, please.
It's all right. You'll take it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Nick Martinez takes the mound for the Rangers on Saturday in Game 3 of the series.